With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Hamas releasing 24 hostages who'd been held captive in Gaza. Israel freeing 39 Palestinians from prison. Now, the hostages freed Friday include 13 Israelis, 10 from Thailand, 1 from the Philippines. Ireland's prime minister condemning anti-immigrant protesters who rampaged through central Dublin after three small kids were stabbed. Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says the rioters were not protecting the country's way of life.
These criminals did not do what they did because they love Ireland. They did not do what they did because they wanted to protect Irish people. They did not do it out of any sense of patriotism, however warped. They did so because they're filled with hate. They love violence, they love chaos, and they love causing pain to others. Looting a shop was more important to them than protecting the lives of our children.
Audio courtesy of the BBC. Police arrested 34 people overnight after 500 started to loot shops and set fire to a number of vehicles. Also at SRNnews.com, the biggest party in the former Dutch government ruling a role in the next Dutch cabinet after anti-Islam populists dramatic victory.
Outgoing Prime Minister Mark Rutte's Conservative Party ruled itself out of the negotiations before they'd even begun. However, its new leader, Dylan Yasilgaz, said they would consider offering outside support to the radical populist. The right-wing Farmer Citizen Party arrived at Parliament in a convoy of tractors. They've been tipped as being part of a centre-right coalition, alongside the recently formed New Social Contract Party, which also performed well in the polls, although its leader has declined to say whether he is prepared to participate in a Geert Wilders-led government. This early refusal to enter into talks reflects the complexity of forming a new coalition.
This is SRN News. An NBA player releasing a line of sneakers wearing Bible verses.
Jonathan Isaac's shoes are the first ones ever commercially produced that have scripture printed on them. The Judah 1 sneakers feature such verses as 2 Corinthians 4:9 and Romans 8:37. The Orlando Magic star says he wants people to stand up for what they believe, adding that the verses, quote, were important to me and spoke to my journey and spoke to who I am as an individual. Isaac, who is an ordained minister, is a Haitian American. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom calling out American corporations for their partnerships with the Chinese government. The commission has released a statement condemning U.S. corporations for continuing to conduct business in China while ignoring the country's ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity. This is SRN News. A 23-year-old Pennsylvania woman sentenced to decades in prison for a deadly crash on a Philadelphia interstate. Rich Thomason reports.
Jayanna Webb admitted driving under the influence when she struck and killed two state troopers and a pedestrian last year. She pled guilty to three counts each of third-degree murder and homicide by vehicle. She's been sentenced to 27 and a half to 60 years in prison. Her lawyer tells the Philadelphia Inquirer that Webb, who is 7 months pregnant, will be allowed to remain free until she gives birth. He says she has expressed deep sorrow and apologized. Rich Thomason reporting.
Trading muted today as markets reopen following the Thanksgiving holiday. Just a half day of trading today. Gains in healthcare, financial, and energy for the most part. The Dow was up 117 points. More details at SRNnews.com.